Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker toured the nearly completed $95 million subway car factory in Springfield Thursday. The facility will provide good-paying jobs for people in western Massachusetts and improve mass transit in the eastern part of the state. After walking through the cavernous building with officials from CRRC and chatting with some of the local people the Chinese company has already hired to work there, Baker said he can't wait for production to begin.
These cars can't get here fast enough.
The new modern subway cars that are to start rolling out of the Springfield factory next year will replace ones on the MBTA's Orange and Red lines that are more than 40 years old. In 2014, CRRC won a $566 million contract to build new cars for the MBTA. The state used no federal money for the project, so it could require the cars be assembled in Massachusetts. CRRC chose to build the 204,000-square-foot factory in Springfield.
And I want to especially give CRRC a high five for living up to their commitment with respect to hiring and supporting local businesses and local people.
CRRC expects to employ 150 production workers with salaries between $50,000 and $60,000 plus benefits, according to union officials. Earlier this year, CRRC sent 32 people hired to work at the Springfield factory to company headquarters in Changchun, China, for training. One of those who went to China to train, Brian Perkins, said it was a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
With some patience and help from some translation apps, we were able to communicate and work together to achieve our goal, to train and learn how to produce a fantastic product.
The first prototype of the new Orange Line subway car for the MBTA rolled out on a test track in Changchun earlier this month. The shells and other parts for the cars are built in China and delivered to Springfield, where wheel assemblies, motors, and other parts are built and installed on the finished product, according to Mark Smith, general manager of the Springfield plant.
We're going to start production officially no later than April 1st as we know it today. Everything's subject to a little bit of change back and forth, but right now, April, and the first ones are due by the end of the year.
In addition to the MBTA work, CRRC has contracts to build new train cars for Los Angeles and Philadelphia. There's enough work now to keep the Springfield factory humming through 2025, according to Smith. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno said there have been spin-off benefits, including partnerships between CRRC and local trade schools to develop a workforce.
CRRC is the largest railway manufacturing company in the world. This is their North American headquarters right here in the city of Springfield at the old Westinghouse site on Page Boulevard. And they're going after contracts all across North America. So we expect bigger and better things.
The CRRC factory was built on the site of a former Westinghouse manufacturing center, which shut down in the 1970s. Kathy Brown, president of the East Springfield Neighborhood Council, said many thought they would not see manufacturing return to the property.
We're very excited, and the neighborhood's excited, and we're hoping that it will, and we know it will spin off into lots of jobs and lots of other economic development.
CRRC kept one of the old brick buildings that was once part of Westinghouse and restored it for office space. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.